Episode 2888 of the number one podcast and Apple Podcast for job search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. People hire me for No BS Job Search Advice and career coaching globally because I make the process of finding work much easier for people. I do it in a number of ways, and if you go to jobsearch.community, you'll see I make a ton of information available to people through that site. I've got free stuff. I make myself available through the different tiers of service. I'd love to help you too. Today, I'm answering a question from someone. They want to know whether it means anything when someone says, or they get an email that says, "We'll keep your resume on file." Hope you find this helpful. Please share it on LinkedIn in particular because folks need help. They need to understand what's going on in the job market, and I am uniquely qualified to help. And I'll be back in just one moment. Does "we'll keep your resume on file" mean anything? Now, if you look at me, you know I'm not 21 anymore. So I'll simply say when I was 21 and I would mail out resumes to employers and I would get the form letter back that said, "We'll keep your resume on file," it meant absolutely nothing. Because when a new position opened up, do you really think they ran to the file cabinet to look to see if they had any resumes? Matter of fact, does anyone have a file cabinet anymore for anything other than storing bills and hiding stuff? So at the end of the day, in the Stone Ages, it meant nothing. Database times were a little bit different. Now, some firms are just too busy to do anything more than input it into their system so that they can deal with government reporting. However, a lot of firms input it into their database, their file, as you will, and at times new positions open up, they're doing searches to identify people they've had some contact with. Now, those can be individuals that maybe interviewed well or that they never interviewed, but they have them in the database now, and as a result, have the option to reach back to you. Now, again, a lot of firms are just way too busy to do this and would rather just go to the expense of running another ad or starting networking from scratch all over again instead of checking their own systems. However, a lot of smart firms are doing it. So it may have meaning, and of course, it may not have meaning. There's no way of ever knowing. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.